Everyone to rise, please, for the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge your allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Good evening. This is a special meeting of the City Council. We are here tonight to do a number of things. First and foremost, we're going to be continuing our work on the budget, and shortly after this, we're going to adjourn into a committee of the whole. On your desk this evening are the committee of the whole report from Monday evening, the budget resolutions that take up in the committee of the whole, and a tolling agreement for an extension of time to extend wireless grants of location that later this evening, when we resume our deliberations in here, I'm going to ask for a suspension of the rules so we can docket the item with the intent of voting it out tomorrow evening so we can get that acted upon promptly. Please be aware that this meeting is being both audio-taped and videotaped. And I've been asked by the Chair of Finance to please keep Thursday, May 30th open for continued budget deliberations in the event that we do not finish tomorrow evening. I think it is fair to say we are not going to finish our deliberations tonight. I'm sure the Chair of Finance will talk more about that later. I anticipate that we'll probably hopefully go no later than 10 p.m. this evening. We'll adjourn then, and we'll continue our deliberations tomorrow night, starting at 7 p.m., again with a continuation of the council meeting. I'm going to entertain a motion in just a moment. Yes, Councilor Gentile.
Mr. President, I just wanted to add the reason it's Thursday the 30th is because on Tuesday night, Zoning and Planning is meeting to discuss the Washington Street proposal, and on Wednesday night, Finance has a very hefty agenda, so Thursday was the first open night.
So another long week of work ahead for us, colleagues. As you all know, we've been putting in some very, very long hours here. It's duly noted and appreciated by me. I trust that the members of the public appreciate it as well. We are going to go into executive session in a moment. I'm going to entertain a motion to go into executive session in a moment as a committee of the whole, chaired by the Chair of Finance, Councilor Gentile. And the purpose of going into executive session will be to request authorization to settle a claim between the school department and a claimant. Mr. Clerk, do I need a roll call to go into executive session? Would you call the roll, please?
Councilor Albright. Councilor Auchincloss.
Mr. President, if you already did this, I apologize, but we're always setting targets for people claiming that we violated the open meeting law. So if you didn't already, did you state a reason for going into executive session?
I thought I did, but okay. I'll do is, with a bit of clarity, we're going into executive session to discuss the authorization to settle a claim, and that is a request to approve a settlement between the school department and the claimant that has been negotiated but not yet approved by our legal department. Councilor Baker.
I think the exception is this is strategy and litigation, isn't it? Isn't that the nature of the
That is exactly right. We are being asked to consider our strategy and litigation, which is one of the exceptions to the open meeting law, because we need the opportunity to consult confidentially with our legal counsel, who will be providing us with legal advice in regard to a pending matter. Okay? Everybody good on that? Sufficient? Would you call the roll, please, Mr. Clerk?
Councillor Baker.
Aye.
Councillor Broussel Glazer.
Aye.
Councillor Ciccone. Aye. Councillor Cody. Councillor Crossley.
Aye.
Councillor Danberg.
Aye.
Councillor Downs.
Aye.
Councillor Gentile.
Aye.
Councillor Greenberg. Councillor Grossman. Councillor Kalis.
Aye.
Councilor Kelly.
Aye.
Councilor Crinsman. Councilor Lappin.
Aye.
Councilor Leary.
Aye.
Councilor Lipoff.
Aye.
Councilor Markowitz.
Aye.
Councilor Noel. Councilor Norton. Councilor Rice.
Aye.
Councilor Schwartz. President Laredo.
Aye.
The vote is 18 yeas with 6 absent.
All right, we're... So, colleagues, we're reconvening in a full council meeting after our executive session in the Committee of the Whole. We voted to go out of executive session. We're going to take up 3 items now as a full council. We're then going to recess and go into Committee of the Whole, Finance presiding, to take up budget. And we're going to continue our work, as I noted earlier, till about 10 this evening. We're going to reconvene tomorrow night at 7 p.m. I hope we'll be able to finish tomorrow night. But we'll see. We'll see how we do tonight. We'll see how quickly things go tomorrow night. So with that, I'd like to recognize the chair of the Finance Committee to report out an item for which there is no report, and I think you need a suspension of the rules.
Correct. So I would like to ask for a suspension of the rules for that very reason, to report out an item that we took up earlier this evening and for which there is no written report.
All right. The chair has requested suspension of rules. Do I have a second to suspend the rules? Seconded by Councilor Crinsman. All in favor of suspending the rules, please say aye. Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Go ahead, please.
Earlier this evening, we met as a full council, at which point there was a motion to go into executive session, which was approved unanimously. And we met in executive session on docket item 199-19. Her Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to approve a settlement between the school department and a claimant. In executive session, we were joined by a representative from the law department and a member of the school committee and a member of the school administration, who provided us with the background information on the claim and information about a possible settlement. A motion was made in an executive session to approve the docket item for a settlement between the school department and a claimant. And in a roll call vote, the motion was approved by a vote of 20 in favor and 4 absent. And I would move that report.
Thank you. Is there anyone who wishes to speak on the item? Seeing none, I'm going to just ask the clerk to call the roll, just in an abundance of caution.
Councilor Albright.
Aye.
Councilor Auchincloss. Councilor Baker. Councilor Broussel Glaser.
Aye.
Councilor Ciccone. Councilor Cody.
Aye.
Councilor Crossley.
Aye.
Councilor Danberg.
Aye.
Councilor Downs.
Aye.
Councilor Gentile.
Aye.
Councilor Greenberg.
Aye.
Councilor Grossman. Councilor Kalis.
Aye.
Councilor Kelly.
Aye.
Councilor Crinsman.
Aye.
Councilor Lappin.
Aye.
Councilor Leary.
Aye.
Councilor Lipoff. Councilor Markowitz.
Aye.
Councilor Noel. Councilor Norton.
Aye.
Councilor Rice.
Aye.
Councilor Schwartz.
Aye.
President Laredo.
Aye.
The vote is 20 yeas with 4 absent.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Clerk. I'm also now going to recognize the Chair of the Public Facilities Committee, Councilor Crosley, who is going to need a suspension of the rules to accept 2 late filed items, which we are going to then take up tomorrow evening. Go ahead, please, Councilor Crosley.
May I have a suspension of the rules?
Do I have a second for that? Councilor Markowitz, second. All in favor, please say aye. Aye. Go ahead, please, Councilor Crosley.
Thank you. On your desks, you'll see page 445 of the council docket with 2 late filed items. Item 116-19 parens 2 is an extension of requesting an extension of time to act on a wireless attachment grant of location. You will see the tolling agreement, a draft of the tolling agreement on your desks, signed by Extenet. And this one is for, the first one is for a small wireless facility on an existing city-owned streetlight pole located in the right-of-way around 140 Commonwealth Avenue. The second item is item 115-19 parens 2, same general idea, but this one is an extension of time in which to act until July 9th. The previous one was an extension of time to act until June 18th. I think I neglected to say that. And this is a petition to install the same facility on an existing utility pole located in the vicinity of 262 Beacon Street.
Thank you. No further action then, correct? We're all set. We have to vote to... All right.
We
need
accept.
A vote. Yeah, I'm going to do that. So on a voice vote, all in favor of accepting these two late filed docket items, please say aye. Aye. Opposed. The ayes have it. They're accepted. And again, we're going to take those up for a vote tomorrow evening. With that, we're going to go into a committee of the whole. Again, the council meeting is then going to be recessed until tomorrow evening. Councilor Gentile, I invite you to go ahead and chair the committee of the whole.